So we come to our first word for contemplation from the book of Jeremiah, the first chapter. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. The title of this retreat, A Future Full of Hope, comes from a letter written by Jeremiah from Jerusalem to those who'd been deported to Babylon. The future couldn't have been bleaker. Jerusalem and its temple would soon be destroyed. There would be more deportations. But he saw that the future lay with those exiles, and he encouraged them to accept their situation, to settle down, lead normal lives, and to seek the welfare of the cities to which they were exiled. Jerusalem was about to fall to the Babylonians, and Jeremiah really hated having to give that message of judgment and destruction. So it must have been a great relief for him to be able to give a message of hope. I know the plans I have in mind for you, reserving a future full of hope for you. Our word for contemplation is the word that came to Jeremiah at the beginning, the moment when he discovered what the Lord's plans were for him. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. It came as a surprise. God's plans often do. And if that was the plan, Jeremiah didn't much like the idea. Ah, Lord, you see, I do not know how to speak. And he's in good company. Such moments often arouse feelings of reluctance, of not being up to it. You need some reassurance. And the reassurance always speaks to the particular anxiety. So when Moses says, "Who am I to go to Pharaoh?" the Lord says, "I will be with you." When Isaiah says, "I'm a man of unclean lips," in his vision, he sees himself cleansed with fire from the altar. "This has touched your lips, your guilt has been removed, and your sin forgiven." So when Jeremiah says, "I do not know how to speak," the Lord says, "I have put my words into your mouth." So there's no getting away from it. Yet at the same time, however unexpected or unwelcome the word of the Lord may be, it also seems inevitable. You know that somehow you were born for this. Chapter 20 of Jeremiah shows his inner turmoil. He feels that he just doesn't want to go on. And yet when he tries to give it up, there's a fire burning in him, and he knows he has to go on. The servant of the Lord in Isaiah also said that the Lord called me from the womb. From the body of my mother he named my name. And you may remember how Paul said that God set me apart from the time when I was in my mother's womb. So Jeremiah, having that experience, also heard, not just before you were born, but before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. For Jeremiah, unlike Moses and Paul, it wasn't a dramatic moment. It was an intimate thought, a thought in the mind, a conviction in the heart, a moment of awareness. And that's why that word can speak to us now, to each one of us personally. So in this first silence, we open ourselves to become aware of that amazing truth about us. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Let the silence deepen our awareness of those words spoken to us. You're special, unique, known in depth with all your strengths and weaknesses, all your anxieties, all your potential. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Let the word of the Lord come to you now. Let it rest in the mind. Let it sink in until you really know. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Even if we know that intellectually, the heart may sometimes say otherwise, because the thoughts of the heart are deeper than the thoughts of the mind. How can we then, in this second silence, let the heart be open to this truth, so that it can be a conviction and experience at the very center of our being? It's not just being called to some specific task, it's discovering who we are. When parents bring children to be baptized, they're reminded that their child is not just their own. The child born into their family is equally born of God. It's a commonplace, but is it a live experience? Do we really know that, as Jeremiah knew it? This sense of being known, formed by God, even before the moment of conception. It should encourage us in a sense of wonder at our very existence, at the existence of every unique individual. There's a marvelous reflection on this in Psalm 139. I think it comes out best in the New Jerusalem Bible. You created my inmost self, knit me together in my mother's womb. You knew me through and through. My being held no secrets from you when I was being formed in secret. Your eyes could see my embryo. If that's our experience, then, for instance, it can help us to see that the unborn child is in God's hands. And that can give a new perspective to the tragedy of a stillbirth or to the question of abortion. When the Lord says to someone, perhaps disabled or experiencing Alzheimer's, when the Lord says, I formed you in the womb, that's the moment when I am accepts responsibility for that person's life. People who care for someone in that situation can discover their real value, the beauty of the person who is there, even if they're not fully aware of it, or even if on the face of it they have many handicaps. And in that care is an acceptance and a discovery. And we have to begin by accepting ourselves, and that can't be easy always, even at a physical level. That's why people have nose jobs or facelifts and all the other possibilities that I won't even mention. Medical science can change the way we are, but I Am accepts us unconditionally, absolutely, our appearance, intelligence, sexuality, strengths, weaknesses, taking us as we are, accepting responsibility for us, with all our oddities and hang-ups and all our hidden strength and all our potential. So in this second silence, let that sense of being born for this become a deeper reality. Know in your bones what it means when I am says to you, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you. We've immersed ourselves in receiving that word in the mind and in the heart. Now that that word has become a little more a part of us, we can carry it with us. We can call it to mind at odd moments between activities. We can call it to mind in moments of stress or difficulty. We can call it to mind in moments when we really find it hard to believe. The servant of the Lord in Isaiah, when he recovered his sense of vocation, was told that now he was to be a light to the nations, as the whole people were, that salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Well, we can reach to the ends of the earth in our prayers. And in this last part of our contemplation, we let that same word go out through us to speak to those who need to hear it. So we continue for a moment our contemplation, and then into the silence, into the stillness, we bring those for whom we wish to pray, to speak the word to them. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew all you children being conceived this day, all you children waiting to be born. All you children who will be born this day, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew all you, parents, family, friends, doctors, nurses, midwives, all you who will be present at a birth this day. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And now into the stillness and the silence, we bring all those who are on our minds or in our hearts, to let this word speak to them. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. We thank you for all your unsearchable riches, which pour forth from you as light from the sun, in boundless profusion and generosity, whether received, ignored, or rejected. And now we offer to you, insofar as we are able, as an emptiness to be filled with your divine fullness, ourselves, our souls and bodies, all that we are, all that we have, all that we do. For in you we live and move and have our being. Amen.